Now more of America Weekend.
America Weekend. Oh, I want to get away. I want to fly away. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Want to get away?
It's Take a Trip time. Or is it? We'll find out from Pauline Frommer, who comes from Frommers.com, where all the Frommer travel guides are. Known around the world as the most trusted name in travel. We'll get expert advice on whether to book a trip to Europe at this time, stay here, where are the big sales. That info coming right up here.
Think Green.
Harrison with you. Good news for us serious Java drinkers. Looks like long-term coffee drinking doesn't appear to have any real negative effect except the jitters.
Coffee makes me my nervous when I drink it.
Coffee may even cut a person's chances of dying from heart disease, according to a major medical study from Spain. The study looks at both regular and decaf drinkers and found that up to 6 cups a day of regular coffee didn't affect middle-aged participants at all, the balance of which were female nurses and male doctors and dentists. And best, no connection at all between coffee and cancer deaths. And some studies now show coffee's a great source of antioxidants, which protect cells from heart disease, cancer, and other sicknesses. From the Greeniverse.
Think Green with Harrison at ThinkGreenRadio.com.
If you're an inventor who would like to attempt to have your idea or invention patented and submitted to industry, call InventHelp. They have free information for you. Call 1-800-405-9878. That's 1-800-405-9878.
Now, cheap psych tricks with Dr. Buff.
And Dr. Buff here, selling or thinking about selling your home. Well, in this difficult housing market, you need every trick you can get, and I've got one that works. Here's the social science of it. Sellers have trouble realizing that the actual worth of the house and the higher price they want for the house are two different things. It's a strange phenomenon in social psychology, but it's called the endowment effect. And we assume that if we own it, then it must be worth more than it really is. Sellers put a price on memories and the upgrade labors. Well, the potential buyer just can't find them. What's the cheap psychological trick? When it comes to pricing a house, listen to those who are more objective about your home and price it realistically. Then be prepared to negotiate and your house will sell a whole lot faster. Got questions? Contact me at drbuff.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 888-359-MY-TV.
56 past the hour. Always happy to have Pauline Frommer from the Frommer Travels Guide, Travel Guides at Frommers.com. It seems to me memory recalling a recent trip to France. Didn't you just go last month to France?
Yes, I was in Paris last month. It was calm. It was filled with tourists. I did see guys, were soldiers with submachine guns, keeping everyone safe. But I felt perfectly safe there. This may sound cold-blooded, but statistically, if you just look at the statistics, you're much safer in Europe on vacation right now than you are driving your own car. 1 in 200,000 people, 1 in 200 million people, sorry, will die in a terrorist attack this year, whereas 1 in 18,000 people will die in their own car in a car crash.
You know,
so even with these terrible events, just statistically, no, I don't think it's a reason to stop traveling, although I know that sounds cold-blooded.
Actually, it's very practical and important to underscore, because so many people get deluded by the headlines, the news media covered. CNN will do their usual nonsense all day long with the story, what kind of a windshield wiper the truck had on it, or whatever nonsense goes along with their coverage. I do find it interesting, though, Pauline. I was reading in the Delta magazines, and the Delta magazine had a tribute to the Boeing aircraft company and their relationship with Boeing, how many planes they have, their Boeing planes, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And one of the things came out in the interview with the fellow that's running Boeing is that they've slowed down making bigger planes. They're making smaller planes because there are fewer people who seem to be wanting to go overseas, and that has reflected on the order sheet for, let's say, a 777 that would normally be used to do a lot of international stuff. Those orders have slowed down. What do you make of that?
Well, I think it has to do with the strength of the dollar. Mm-hmm. A lot of people who used to travel to the United States from other companies, from other countries, aren't doing so because our dollar is so strong and their currency is so weak against our dollar. And we only have about 38% of the American population who have passports.
Right.
So that means there are fewer people on these long-haul flights.
Yeah. You see a lot of promos for big seat sales, fly from $68. Anything to that?
We're seeing very good deals to many places, although we also know that the airlines are cutting back capacity in fall, so not as good deals as in the summer months.
All right. There we go. Thank you, Pauline Frommer from Frommers.com. Check out their travel guides.
America Weekend is a production of Stefan Multimedia and Envision Networks. America Weekend is produced at Bob K. Sound and Recording.